From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump on Wednesday characterized North Korea as a problem that has to be solved. He was asked by reporters about his differences with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on how to respond to North Korea. He said, "I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people, but I listen to everybody.
I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world, because that's really a world problem. That's beyond just the United States. That's a world problem, and it's a problem that has to be solved."
The president spoke in the Oval Office alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Meantime, North Korea's foreign minister said Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N. He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. And President Trump on Wednesday rejected as pure fiction an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. That arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, his comments about it came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July. NBC said they cited the recollections of three people who were there. He was responding to a briefing that showed a steady reduction in the size of the country's nuclear weapons stockpile. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says Islamic State fighters were responsible for an attack in southwestern Niger that killed four American soldiers, as new details remain that suggest local villagers may have played a role in the ambush. A Pentagon spokeswoman told VOA on Wednesday that IS militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during the October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. American Special Forces troops had just completed a meeting with local leaders and were walking back to their vehicles when they were attacked, according to a U.S. official. Soldiers said the meeting ran late and some of them suspected that the villagers were intentionally delaying their departure, the official said. India's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that a man having sex with a wife under the age of 18 constitutes rape. The landmark ruling changed an exception to a previous law which did not criminalize sex with minors if the two were married, declaring Wednesday that 18 is the age of consent for, quote, all purposes. The court did not rule on marital rape, which is not illegal in India. The number of underage brides has declined slightly in rural areas over the past 15 years, but one report says it has actually increased in urban areas. Northern California's raging wildfires continued to spread Wednesday, fanned by stiff winds that forced new evacuations in a widening circle of damage. Thursday's weather forecast for Northern California is for high winds and low humidity. Those are conditions that make it impossible to contain the 22 major wildfires that are currently burning north of San Francisco. 21 people are dead. More than 300 are missing. And the Boy Scouts of America announced Wednesday that it would allow girls to join its clubs at various levels. The announcement follows months of outreach by the Boy Scouts of America and discussion within the organization. The Girl Scouts of America had criticized the outreach in August, fearing that the new model would steal recruits from the female-only group. Both groups have seen a decline in membership in recent years. In February, the 107-year-old Boy Scouts announced it would admit transgender children into its programs. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.